diary. I thank my heavenly father that. March 3rd, 1901. Typed. I thank my heavenly father that I was greatly blessed and refreshed by being enabled to sleep till 3:30 this morning. After offering up my thanksgiving to God and my request that his grace and love may abide in my heart today, I commence writing at 4:00. I am burdened as a cart beneath sheaves. I read, Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Isaiah 60, verse 1, 2. There is a work to be done in our world, but there is danger of this work being one-sided. It has already become this. The Lord only can work in behalf of his people in America. Many duties are left undone in the southern field, and a great deal is being done for the outcasts in the large cities. The work must move forward more solidly, occupying higher ground. The Lord will work with and through every one who will give up his own will and way, submitting to the Holy Spirit. Restitution must be made to the southern field, not only of the money which was withheld, but of the sympathy which was due to every worker in that most unpromising portion of the Lord's vineyard. Because of unreasonable, unwarrantable prejudice, the southern field seems at the present time to be closed. But there is work enough to be done by those who will take hold of the work. It is with deep regret that I think of the way in which this field has been neglected, and of the failure of our brethren to give sympathy and encouragement to the workers whom God accepted by giving them success beyond their expectation. They needed your sympathy. They needed your prayers. They needed the help of your means. During the past night, I have been blessed with sleep. I will bring to the Lord my gratitude offering of praise and thanksgiving for the goodness and love he has shown me. I have much writing to do today. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Revelation 14, verse 6 to 10. This is the message of present truth. The first, second, and third angels' messages are to be proclaimed at this time. These messages are not to be eclipsed by any other fancied specialties. Their force and efficiency are to continue as long as time is given for repentance. Our Lord is soon to come, and I see so little missionary work being done as unworked fields are laid out before me. All whose eyes are open must see that a work should be done which is not being done. Ministers are devoting time to church members who ought to have root and life in themselves. God's servants should go into new places to proclaim the message. What answer will the church give to the Lord in that great day when her neglected work stands forth to reproach her for her slothfulness and her silence, when she knew how much was at stake? The 58th chapter of Isaiah contains present truth for the people of God. Here we see how medical missionary work and the gospel ministry are to be bound together as the message is given to the world. Upon those who keep the Sabbath of the Lord is laid the responsibility of doing a work of mercy and benevolence. Medical missionary work is to be bound up with the message and sealed with the seal of God. The Lord speaks to those who turn away their feet from the Sabbath. This is the Sabbath spoken of in the 31st chapter of Exodus, which God declares is a sign between Him and His people. By keeping this day holy, we show to the world that we recognize God as the one who created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Earnestly and untiringly we are to bear the message given us, lest time shall pass and people be left unwarned. My heart aches almost to breaking as I see so much left undone that ought to be done. God's ambassadors are to maintain a living connection with Him. They are to enlarge their borders and extend their labors. Their lives are to be made pure, holy, ready for the great day soon to come upon the world. When they are imbued with the Spirit of the Master, they will see all around them souls for whom Christ gave His life, perishing in sin. And they will make every effort to save those nigh, even in their own households, and those afar off. Earnest, consecrated effort for those who are out of the fold leaves no time for criticism or questioning. There must be no compromise with selfishness, for selfishness leads to idolatry. Minds that are in the darkness of ignorance in regard to the truth of the Word of God must be enlightened. A breach has been made in the law of God by the transgression of the fourth commandment. The Sabbath command is to be given its rightful position in the law of God, and by those who see and realize its importance, it is to be presented to the world. Those who work unitedly, who act faithfully their part in raising the foundation of many generations with patient, persevering effort, will be called repairers of the breach, restorers of paths to dwell in. There is no excuse for those who have the light of present truth and yet fail to impart this light to others. God calls for workers. We have a great work to do in cooperating with Him as His helping hand and helping voice. Satan is casting his hellish shadow across the pathway of every soul, seeking to eclipse the testing truths for these last days. We are to sound the message of warning to a guilty race. We are to present to men the binding claims of God's law, so that when Christ comes, they will not be found in disloyalty on the side of the apostate. We must now prepare the way of the Lord. We must make plain in the desert a highway for our God. God calls not only for the voice, but for helping human hands. He calls upon His people to bring zeal into His work, using the faculties He has given them in an effort to place the standard of truth in every place. Much more honor must be given to the Sabbath than is now revealed, if God's people wish the experience spoken of in Isaiah brought into their lives as a reality. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Verses 12 to 17.